New York has one of the strictest laws in the nation on the sale and possession of firearms. The law, known as the SAFE Act, expanded the state's ban on purchasing new assault weapons, established more comprehensive background checks for gun and ammunition purchases, and toughened laws against illegal gun possession. But Paul McQuillan, with New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, says the 2013 law is not as effective as it could be because it's easy to buy some of the banned guns and ammunition from other states.
States with very open gun laws, like Ohio and Pennsylvania and the Iron Pipeline from the South bringing guns into New York State. No, we're not protected from that because of that easy access, because there's no national gun policy that's what we need to have enacted.
McQuillan says as horrific as the Las Vegas deaths are, the total is still less than the average number of 90 Americans killed each day due to gun violence.
It's a result of accidents because guns aren't locked up in the homes, domestic violence because people with criminal records have access to guns, suicides because those with mental health issues and even momentary lapses have access to guns.
New Yorkers Against Gun Violence is backing a bill that McQuillan says might help prevent some gun deaths in the future. It would create what's known as extreme risk protection orders in New York State. They would allow family members and friends to go to the police if they believe that their loved ones might be a threat to themselves or others. The person's access to firearms could then be temporarily restricted.
Who would know better than a family member that somebody is a danger to themselves or is talking about killing others?
The measure was approved earlier this year in the Democratic-led state assembly, but it stalled in committee in the state Senate. Even though Democrats had a numerical majority of 32 during the past session, the Senate is ruled by a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats, leaving most of the Democratic senators in the minority. Senate sponsor Brad Hoylman, a Democrat from Manhattan, says the measure, which is law in four other states, including California and Connecticut, is modeled after anti-domestic violence laws.
Where, you know, you're able to petition a court to protect a spouse from the abuse of his or her partner.
Senator Hoylman says no one's gun would be taken away from them without due process in the courts, and any restrictions to firearms would not be permanent. He says it's hard to measure whether the law in other states has saved any lives, but he says there are examples where people have worried that a relative might do harm to themselves and others. However, the police were unable to do anything to prevent it. He says in the 2014 shooting at the University of California at Santa Barbara, where six people were killed, relatives of the gunman reported their suspicions to police, but law enforcement authorities were unable to act.
The police briefly interviewed him and conducted a wellness check, but had no legal authority at the time to intervene.
California passed its extreme risk protection order law later that year. Over the weekend, the chair of the state's Democratic Party, Byron Brown, who is also the mayor of Buffalo, issued a letter. In it, he urged that in the Senate, the independent Democrats and regular Democrats reunite and end a disagreement that he says has fatally split the party. Senator Hoylman says if Democrats were in power in the Senate, he's certain his bill would go to the floor for a vote. A spokesman for Governor Cuomo says the governor would have to review the specific bill, but says Cuomo would support any measure that will further protect New Yorkers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.